This year's flu season is the longest in a decade, and it's not over yet. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports that New York is one of a handful of states where the flu is still widespread.
When infectious disease experts say the flu is widespread, they mean it's sickening people in a broad geographic area. The virus isn't confined to a few towns or schools. And that's still the case in New York and 10 other states, according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control.
This has been a long season across the country. Flu won't quit. It just keeps going.
Ed Walsh directs the infectious disease group at Rochester General Hospital. He says there have been two strains of flu this year. The first was predicted pretty well by vaccine planners, and cases started to dip a month ago. But then another flu strain picked up, H3N2, which Walsh says is often deadlier than the more common H1N1. He says it's effectively been two flu seasons that started a couple months apart.
So if you're running like a mile race and you start with someone, you know, someone starts when the gun goes off and then someone else starts when they're already half a mile away,
right,
the race is going to last longer.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what we think likely accounted for why it was so long this year.
Walsh says this is the time of year when vaccine planners start the work of predicting what flu strains should go in next year's vaccine. He says the strains that are active at the end of a season are often, but not always, a good predictor of which strains will be prevalent next year. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.